I want to start my sermon off tonight by showing you a video clip. It's a video clip from a movie that was made years ago in the life of Ray Charles. And in a part of this movie, you know, Ray Charles was a famous rhythm, blues, soul singer. He sang some kind of every genre of music, really. But Ray Charles was blind. And he was blind because as a young boy, he had glaucoma. And so he had sight as a young boy, and then he lost it all completely. And of course, medical science wasn't what it is today. And this segment of the movie I'm going to show you is just a small clip. And it's about how he learned to see with his ears. Because he lost his natural eyesight, he had to learn to see another way. And he developed such a keen sense of hearing. And tonight we're going to talk about hearing God, hearing the Holy Ghost, hearing God when he talks to you. Ray Charles developed such a keen sense for hearing that he was able to navigate successfully through life, and his mother helps him to do it. And it's just after he's gone blind and he's totally dependent upon her, and she's trying to make him independent, and he rushes, he falls, he trips into the room, and he's crying out for his mama, and she's right there, but she doesn't go to comfort him. She realizes if she keeps comforting him, he's never going to develop independence. He's never going to learn how to depend on his hearing. And she knows he's got to depend on his hearing. And so she purposely doesn't answer his calls. And he calls for his mama and calls for his mama. Let's take a look.
Oh, mama! Mama, help! Mama, help! Mama, help, please! I need you!
I hear you too, Mama. You're right there.
Yes, I am.
Why are you crying, Mama?
'Cause I'm happy.
It's a very touching scene. It's a true story. And of course, Ray Charles went on to be one of the greatest musical artist that's ever lived. His rendition of America the Beautiful is my all-time favorite. But I showed you that story because here's a little boy who had natural sight. And when he lost that natural sight, he had to learn how to essentially see a different way. And you and I tonight, probably most of us have our natural sight. But just like in that movie, when we come to Christ, we have to learn how to hear a different way. We're so trained to depend on our natural senses, what we see, feel, touch, and hear. And if we can't see it or smell it or touch it or taste it, then we tend to dismiss it. But faith doesn't work that way. And to be successful in God's kingdom and to be successful in the day and age in which you and I live, and it is critically important that we hear from God. And I don't know about you, my brother and sister, but there are so many things going on in this world today. The world is chaotic. The world is in chaos. The world is spiraling out of control. And every day, every year, it seems it gets a little worse and a little worse. And this is a day and age when we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must know how to hear from Him. God, our God, He's talking to you. And I can bet you, as my dad used to say, dollars to donuts. I can bet you dollars to donuts that He's talking to you a whole lot more. And I throw myself in there too. Talking to us a whole lot more than we're giving Him credit for. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen there. And people are struggling today, and people need help, and people need help from God. But the thing is, the Bible says without faith, it's what? It's impossible to please Him, Hebrews 11:6. And so when we come to God, we have to believe that He is and that He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. And if we're going to receive from God and if we're going to hear from God, we're going to have to learn how to do that through the eyes of our heart, through the eyes of our spirit, is what the Bible instructs you and I to do. The Bible instructs you and I, we have natural eyesight. Thank God for our natural eyesight, but we can't reach God that way. And to hear from God and to receive from God, we've got to get sensitive to God down here. Ray Charles developed such a keen sense of hearing. He heard the people outside, the man on the horse. He heard the tea kettle, the steam. He heard the cricket, and then he could also hear his mama. It's so touching in the movie where he says, "And mama, you're right there," and he walks right over to his mama. He had begun to develop that sense of hearing, in the same way that spiritually you and I need to develop in our spirits. Can I get an amen then? Will you say amen with me right there? God is speaking to us. So often people are saying, Lord, talk to me. We're going through situations, circumstances, and people saying, God, talk to me. I need to hear from you. I want to know what to do. No doubt so many of you have a situation right now. You need an answer from God. You need to hear from God. You need to know what to do. You want to please God, but you need to know what to do. And Bible says faith begins where the will of God is known. And you're saying, well, man, I just want to know God's will. Anybody have a situation like that? You say, I want to know God's will. I want to please God. But I got to know His will. I'm searching for His will. Yeah. Well, the Lord sent me here to speak this message in Psalm 46. If you have Psalm 46 in your Bible, I'm reading from the New American Standard. I would like to quote one verse from the Passion Translation before we're done, but I'm reading New American Standard, Psalm 46. It's a short psalm. It's only 11 verses. It's only 11 verses. Let me just take 30, 45 seconds and read all 11 of them, and then let's talk about it in relation to you and I hearing from God. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore we will not fear, and though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and though the mountains quake and its at its swelling pride, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. And God is in the midst of her, and she will not be moved. And God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Verse 10, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. So many today, so many believers are asking, God, where are you at? God, I need your help. God, don't you see me? God, don't you see what I'm going through? There are people running circles in their apartment saying, God, don't you see me? God, don't you see my situation? Don't you see the crisis in my family? Don't you see what's happening to me financially? People are asking, God, can't you see what's happening in my body? God, where are you? But the reality is, God is speaking all the time. And we each have to examine our sense of spiritual hearing. Because if we're not careful, we can become dull in hearing. And when we become dull in hearing, we think the Lord's not speaking, and he's actually talking all the time. In this first verse of Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I like that. Because God, that tells me that God, he's not a fair weather friend. God is not just around when things are going good. You ever had a friend like that? When things, everything going good, somebody's with you, they're for you, they're singing your praises, and then when you get in hot water, then they're nowhere to be found. That's what you call a fair weather friend. But God is a friend of friends. He's a father to the fatherless. He's a helper to the widows. God doesn't abandon us when we go through trouble and hard times. God is right there. You remember over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, about verse 16, Paul recalled as he went to his first trial, and Paul was recalling all the times he had laid his life on the line, the times when he had suffered and sacrificed for people. The times when they stoned him, but he got away, and they actually stoned him, but God raised him up. And when he was shipwrecked and beaten times without numbers, and he was thinking about all the ways that he had sacrificed for people. And when it came time for him to go to his tribunal, his first trial, and he needed somebody to stand up with him and say, Paul, I'm with you, and I can vouch for this man's character, but nobody came. When Caesar brought him up for trial, there was nobody to testify for Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, Paul said, at my first defense, no one came to my support. Not a soul showed up. But he said, but the Lord, I like that. He said, but the Lord stood by me. I like that. He said, the Lord stood by me and he strengthened me. I like that. He said, the Lord stood by me and he strengthened me and he delivered me out of the, I wish I had an amen in here, out of the jaws of the lion. Hey, God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Psalm 46 said he's a very present help during a time of trouble. And if you need help in here tonight, God sent me to remind you that he's on the case. He's on the job. He has not gone to sleep. He's right there with you. I remember in my own life, like yesterday, when having gone through a divorce and feeling that sense of loneliness. And I remember going down on a bended knee and asking God for his help and telling the Lord that I needed his strength. Oh, I'm years from that now, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember driving my Buick on the Creek Nation coming from one of those divorce hearing things. And I've said this before, I didn't realize I was driving 40 miles an hour out on the Creek Nation. One of my golfing buddies flew by me. I didn't even notice it. I was thinking about what I was going through a divorce. And he called me on the phone and he said, Bill, is that your Buick out here on the Creek Nation? And I said, yeah, how you know I'm on the Creek Nation? He said, I just went by you going about 70 miles an hour. Man, how fast you driving? And I looked at my, I said, oh, I'm only going 40. He said, well, you all right? I said, oh, man, I'm thinking about what I've been going through. Yeah. And things like that in relationships, things like that down there on your job, God, he can see all of that. And I remember asking the Lord for his help and strength. And I remember what the Lord told me. And God said to me, he had me turn to Hebrews 13, verse 5. And Hebrews 13:5 says, he himself has said, talking about God, he has said something. What has he said? If you're dull of hearing, you'll never know what he said. But Hebrews 13:5 said, he himself has said, what did he say? I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. They say in the original language that it's stated this way with this emphasis, I will never, ever, 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 ever leave you or forsake you. Yeah. I said, you can count on him. I said, when all the chips are down, when everybody else has left you, hey, God will be right there by your side. He won't leave you alone. And I read the word, he himself has said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What can man do to me? And I read it the first time somewhat sheepishly, because the Lord had told me to read that scripture, and I read it. And when I kept looking at he himself has said, and it just, man, down in my gut, in my spirit, he himself has said, and it was like the Lord was saying, come on, Bill, listen, come on, incline your ear. I'm talking to you. And then just like Ray Charles in the movie, I could hear so clear. He himself has said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And oh man, when I got that down in my spirit, I said, everything was all right. Everything wasn't solved. Everything wasn't settled in the natural, but in the spirit, I knew everything was all right. There had been some dubious situations. I wasn't sure how this might come out or that might come out. But after I read that, I knew everything gonna be all right. He himself has said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And I got a revelation of the presence of the Lord with me. And then his presence came upon me. And then the Lord kept reading so that we can confidently say. Now, see, I was saying, the Lord's my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's the second part of that verse, Hebrews 13:5. The Lord's my helper. I will not fear. So we can confidently say, the Lord's my helper. But I was reading it somewhat sheepishly, and the Lord kept telling me, read it again. And then I read it and got hold of that so that I put my name. So Bill can confidently say, I said that until I got confident in that thing. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Now that verse says, I will not fear. The Lord said, you're not afraid of anything, but you're feeling lonely. Now take the word fear out of there. Put the word lonely in there because that's what you're experiencing and put your name in there. And I said, I'll confidently say, the Lord is my helper and I will not be lonely. Yeah. And I'm telling you, every bit of loneliness left me. I knew that the God of heaven was with me. I woke up the next morning. I felt the glory of God on me so strong. I rolled out of my bed onto my knees and lifted my hands and said, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. I got it now, God. Yeah. And when you're going through a trying time or you're going through a storm, one of the first things you have to do is have a revelation that God is not a liar. And when you start thinking that he forgot you, when you start thinking that he's left you, when you start thinking he don't see you, when you start thinking he don't care about you, you really in your thoughts calling him a liar. But the Bible said, let God be true and every man be a liar, because God's reputation is flawless. I said his track record is perfect. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. Man, I'm trying to get past this first verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's present, glory to God. When you have to face a negative situation, he's present there with you. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, I've got to face a situation down on my job. I got an unpleasant situation down there on the job. But you know what? The Lord is a very present help right in the middle of your situation. Yeah. He's a very present help in trouble. You know, I looked this verse up over in the Passion Translation. Verse 1, Psalm 46, verse 1. Looked it up in the Passion Translation. You know what that says? It says God is our refuge. It says, you're a proven help in the time of trouble. You're more than enough. and always available when I need you. I like that. Look at that one more time. You're a proven help in the time of trouble. I like that. More than enough and always available when I need you. And so the New American Standard here said that God is a present help. Are you with me? And here in the Passion Translation, it said he's a proven help. I wish I could examine that for a moment. Because God is a proven help. He's not just a present help, he's a proven help. I wish I could get an amen there. I said the Lord has already proven his ability to help us in every situation. You say, how do you know he's a proven help? I asked Daniel about it. Reading the book of Daniel, find Daniel in front of a den of lions. And Daniel testified through the book of Daniel that when he was lowered into that lion's den, he made a pillow out of those lions. Not one bit of harm came to him from those angry, hungry lions. God shut the mouths of the lion. And Daniel testifies to you and I, he's a proven help. I wish I had a bigger amen than that. The children of Israel made their way down in obedience to God. They zigzagged their way down to the Red Sea, and there was no way out. There were jagged mountains on the left. There were jagged mountains on the right. They had zigzagged their way down to the Red Sea, which stopped them. And when they turned around to go back the other way, Pharaoh's chariots were already headed toward them. They saw the dust of the chariots. Oh, but then, you know, when Moses began to cry out to God, and God told Moses, get up off your face and what's that in your hand and stretch out that rod. And God took him across on dry ground. He's a proven help. I can't get an amen in this place tonight, but God is a proven help. He's a present help and he's a proven help. Said, I wish I had a bigger amen than that. Over and over again, they stoned Paul. They left him for dead. But Paul found out that he's a proven help because God raised him back up again. And he went on to the next town and kept right on preaching because he's a proven help. Over and then over again, God has revealed himself as he's not just a present help. Thank God for that. He's a proven help. You can trust him. And so I asked Daniel about it. And I asked Paul about it. And I asked David about it. And the scriptures are clear. God is a proven help. But that's not all. He's been a proven help in my own life. I testified a moment ago how when I went through a divorce, God proved himself. He was a present help and a proven help. Yeah. I remember when my dad died and I needed help. I had a few days off and I had a lot to do, and I'd preached his funeral and done all these things, and I needed to be able to get. He had a house that he built 30 years previously, and it was full of furniture. Every room full of furniture, every closet full, every room full, every drawer full. And it was just me. And I had to find a way to get all that furniture out of the house, to get the house ready and on the market, to get back here to work. I needed help. Oh, but God showed up and he revealed to me that he was a proven help. Yeah. And I never forget, one of my dad's friends called me and said, hey, what do you need? He said, what do you need? He called me out of the blue. Said, I just want to ask you, do you need anything? And I said, well, really, normally I would have been inclined to say no. I said, really, what I need is I need some help. I need help getting this furniture out of here. It's too heavy for me to lift on my own. I need some help. And I never forget, he said, let me call you back. And he called me back about 10 minutes later. And he said, I called your dad's church. They're sending 8 guys to you. And they said, all you got to do is feed them. They're going to send you 8 guys for 5 days. Yeah. I said, God is a very present help and he's a proven help. I said, God can help. Somebody said, well, I lost my job. You see, I let the word testify that he's a proven help. I shared a few testimonies in my own life. I could go on and on. I could just go on and on about my own life. But I got another witness tonight, and that witness is you. I wish I had an amen. Because I know for a fact, sitting there on your seat, that God has shown up and good to you. I know that God has answered you when you've called. I know that you've asked him on a bended knee, God, I need a job. I need a job. I need a job. Can anybody testify to that? But God came through for you. You didn't get that job because of your education. And you didn't get that job because your hair looked so good. And you didn't get that job because you had on a nice set of clothes. But hey, God put his favor on you. And when God got done putting his favor on you, they gave you that job. I wish I had a bigger amen. He's a proven help. There's someone right in here today and you needed God to touch you in your body. You needed to experience the healing power of God. And you began to quote 1 Peter 2:24. I know you did. You quoted Matthew 8:17. I know you did. You quoted Isaiah 53, the first 6 verses. And the healing power of God came on you and God delivered you. God touched you. God healed you. Because he's a proven help. So many came here from another place and you said, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it in this place. I don't know how I'm going to get through. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the month, but he's a proven help. And God has proven to you over and over again that he's a proven help when we get in a time of trouble. He's an able help. He's a ready help. He's a willing help. Yeah. I said, God is a proven help. Somebody said, I need a car. I don't have transportation. And you called out to God. And hey, God did for you what he did for me. Because I remember a time when I was catching the bus and renting cars because I didn't have a car. But then I went somewhere and a man said, hey, I got a car for you. I'm going to give it to you. I found out God's a proven help. In fact, God has healed your body. You ought to testify. Now, if he hadn't done that for you, just sit there and be quiet. Fold your arms and say, I ain't testifying for the Lord. But if God's ever healed you, you ought to say amen. Amen. If God's ever provided a job for you, you ought to be saying amen. Amen. If God's ever opened up a door for you and extended his favor, I wish I had an amen, you ought to be saying amen. If God's ever moved on your behalf, you ought to be saying amen. He's a proven help. He's a ready help. He's a willing help. Hey! And if we will call his word and get his word in our mouth and speak his word from our heart, hey, he's a proven help. And it doesn't matter what it looks like today, because it doesn't have to look like in the natural, because we're not looking from the natural. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're not looking with natural eyes. What I'm talking about tonight, you've got to see down here. You've got to see from the realm of the spirit. You've got to see from your spiritual gut. I wish I had an amen. He's a present help. He's a proven help. He's a willing help when we believe. And if you'll believe him tonight, and if you'll quote his word in spite of what you feel, in spite of what you see, because you don't have to see it for him to be working. A brother can't get an amen teaching like that. You don't have to feel what he's doing for him to be working. You sitting right there in your pew, or you are sitting at home, but hey, God is on the case. God is working in your finances. God is working in your body. God is working on your job. God is working in your relationships. God is working for your children. I wish I had an amen in here. Hey, he's a ready help. He's a proven help. He's a willing help when we believe. And if you'll continue to confess his word, I said, if you'll continue to speak his word, if you'll continue to meditate on his word, if you'll continue to get his word in your mouth, he'll prove himself over and over again to you. Let's pray tonight. Father, we've endeavored in these moments we've had to share what you laid upon our heart. Father, you are worthy of our praise. Your track record is perfect. You have never failed, not one single time, to be faithful. Your name is faithful. We call you faithful. Father, we bless you. We brag on you. We thank you for being so good to us. You're a very present help in the time of need. Father, you're a proven help in the time of trouble. You're more than enough, and you're always available whenever we call. And so no matter what the chaos, no matter what the trouble, no matter what the financial situation, no matter what the human ailment, bodily condition, no matter what the loss or the trouble, oh, you're a present help. Your words got us wrapped up and hemmed up and wrapped in. And Father, tonight we renew our faith and we remind ourselves that you're on the case. And Father, you love us so deeply. And the word says we're in the palm of your hand, and no man can pluck us from the palm of your hand. And Psalm 56, verse 8 said, you're aware of all of our wanderings. You count our every tear. You put our tears in your bottle and record every tear in your book. The word says you're near to the brokenhearted. You're always there. And you are always good. And so we trust you tonight. And we thank you for touching people tonight. Touching people tonight. Somebody, you need a touch in your body. You need a touch in your body. Just lift your hand in your seat where you are. Just receive. You need a touch in your body tonight. Just lift your hand where you are. Just receive. The healing power of God's right in here right now. If you'll just receive by faith. Just by faith receive. Just say, Father, I receive your healing power. I receive your healing power right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for that healing flow. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it right now in my body. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Those of you watching or listening through some other venue, thank him for his healing power right now. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so we being dead to sin could live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes we were healed. Yeah. Some here, Father God, are in need of a job, a financial blessing. Lift your hand. You need a job. You need a financial blessing. Lift your hand. You're saying, I need a job. Yeah. Just receive right now. God's moving by his spirit. He's moved. Just say, Father, I receive. I receive right now. By faith, I receive. Thank you. You've promised to supply all of my needs. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for Philippians 4:19. Thank you for Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. Somebody needs strength in here. Lift your hand. I need strength. I need strength. I'm facing a situation. I'm facing a crisis. I'm facing a circumstance. I need strength. I want to do the right thing. I need strength. Lift your hand to the Lord. Oh, yeah. God sees you. He sees your hand. He sees your tears. Oh, we can say like Paul. We can say just like Paul that he's the one who strengthens us. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Yeah, right now, Father, thank you for pouring in your strength, your help to your people. Someone's hurting. Broken relationship. Lift your hand. I've been through a broken relationship, you're saying. I'm hurting. I'm missing someone, or I'm suffering as a result of a relationship, just all over. Reach up to the Lord now and receive. Receive his comfort. Receive his peace right now in this place, right there where you sit. Receive his comfort. Receive his peace. His presence is right there with you. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord's my helper, and I will not fear. I will not fear. Hebrews 13:5. Oh, he's right there. Whatever you need. The Bible says if you need salvation, call on him. You need to be filled with the Spirit, call on him. Oh, he will help you tonight. Our prayer room workers are coming. You want to be born again tonight. You want to receive from the Lord. You want to rededicate your life. Let me see your hand. You want to rededicate your life. You say, I don't want to play. I don't want to play with God. God's watching. I want to make things right with God, and I know I'm not living right. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand in here. I want to make things right. I want to make things right. Just lift your hand to God. Be honest with him. Be honest with him. In a moment when we close in prayer, come down here. Men, come to the men, and ladies, come to the ladies. Let God minister to you. Rededication, salvation. You want a no-so experience. Whatever it is you need, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Oh, tonight's your night. God is here. God is here. God is calling. Are you listening? God's calling. And so thank you, Father, for touching and helping your people. And thank you for the great shepherds, our pastors, that you've placed over this place. We pray you'll bless them all, keep them all, strengthen them all. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. My friend, you listen down on the inside to whatever God's saying to you. And if you'll learn to hear with your heart and stop hearing out here and up here, we need to be hearing right down here where God told us to look. Romans 8:14, Romans 8:16. All who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, not our mind, with our spirit that we're children of God. God's talking to you. And as I close, I should tell you the title of this message. The title of this message is God is Talking. Shh, are you listening? Amen.